Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. So let's get started. Let's talk NBA basketball. NBA basketball. Right? Well, we got the Eastern Conference being represented by the champions in the East, and that's the Boston Celtics. And we got the winners of the Western Conference represented by the Golden State Warriors, and they've played 3 games in the best of 7 series so far. Game 1 was won by the Boston Celtics. It was a blowout. They blew Golden State out. And then Game 2, Golden State came back, and they blew Boston out. And then Wednesday night, Game 3, Boston Celtics came back and blew Golden State out. So now the series is 2 games for Boston, 1 game. Yep, that's what we got going now. 2 games for Boston Celtics and 1 game for the Golden State Warriors. And they will be playing Game 4 tomorrow night at the home of the Golden State Warriors. So either Golden State wins tomorrow and ties up the series 2-2, or Boston wins and goes ahead in the series 3-1. So I'm still rooting on Golden State to win the series, to win the championship. But Boston Celtics look like they got a good basketball squad that's playing really good against the Golden State Warriors. So I'm still in favor of Golden State winning the NBA Finals, even though it looks like Boston has a better squad. They have better players, and they're really showing out. All the young rookies on that team are really playing well. So I'm saying, come on, Golden State, get it together and tie up the series tomorrow. You're still playing in Golden State for your Game 4, and then you can, it'll be tied 2 games to 2 games, and then it'll be the battle for the last three games to see who's going to win the series. So that's G-Money Sports Report. Right now, it's Boston Celtics 2 wins and Golden State 1 win, and they're going to game 4 tomorrow night. So, I'm G-Money, and that's the G-Money Sports Report. Well, now it's time for G-Money News Report. Well, we had a shooter that came from California, and he went to the judges, one of the Supreme Court judges' house in Washington, D.C., and he went with a handgun that was loaded, and he had 3 cartridges full of extra bullets. He had a big Bowie knife, and he had some burglar tools that he was going to use to break into the house, but he was caught hanging out in front of Judge Kavanaugh's house at 1 o'clock in the morning, and the police rolled up on him and arrested him before he could do any damage. But he was there, tension of killing the Supreme Court judge. And he had a hit list. He had a list of other House representatives that he was going to kill. So he had gone to Washington, D.C. on a mission to kill a lot of people, because he was not in favor of the Supreme Court changing the ruling for Roe versus Wade. And he didn't like the idea that they were going to change the ruling about the gun control. So that's what was going on. But the man got arrested, and he'll probably get 30 years for attempted murder on the Supreme Court judge and for trying to kill other members of the House of Representatives. Yep, he went. He was 26 years old, and he left California, and he traveled 3,000 miles to go to Washington, D.C. to attack the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. He had the intentions of killing the judge and possibly killing a couple of the other judges because he didn't like the decision that was being rumored that they're going to change Roe versus Wade. And he is not in favor of women having the right to decide if they want to have an abortion or not. So that's G-Money's news report for right now. And now it's time for us to take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other 2 cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5 9 millimeters. and 22s, and I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands, and all of a sudden they start blasting. Tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album, so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything. from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. All right, well, now it's time for me to share a story with you. But before I share a real good story for you, I got a short joke that I want to share with you. There was a man that was driving on the freeway, and his wife called him, and he answered his car phone, and she was like, "Honey, you got to be careful driving home because I'm watching the news, and they say that there's some people driving the wrong way on the freeway. So you got to be careful to make sure you don't run into nobody driving the wrong way on the freeway, okay? And he said, yeah, baby, I'll keep my eyes open. And he hung up the phone. And then he looked up and he said, oh, my God, it's more than one person. It's hundreds of people riding on the wrong way on the freeway. Well, you know, there was a lady. Her children took her to the convalescent home, and they dropped her off and said, hey, Granny, I want you to check out the people at the convalescent home, and you can talk to them, and we're going to come back and talk to you later. And the grandmother said, okay, well, you guys go and have a good day, and I'll see you later on. So the grandmother was meeting all the members of the staff, and she was talking to the residents in the convalescent home. And she was sitting in a wheelchair, and she started leaning to the side. And a worker came up to her and straightened her up and then asked her if she was okay. And she said, yes, she was fine. And then he walked off. He said, all right, well, since you're okay, I'm going to go back to work. And he walked off. And then a little later on, she was leaning to the other side in her wheelchair. And another worker saw her and came and straightened her up and said, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm okay. And he said, okay, well, since you're all right, I'm going to go back to work. And he walked off and left her alone. And then a little while later, she was sitting in her wheelchair, and she started leaning to the side again. And another worker saw her and came and straightened her up in her wheelchair and asked her if she was all right. And she said, yeah, she was fine. And he said, okay, I'm going back to work. I was just checking you out. And she said, okay. And then her kids, her grandkids came back, and they said, Granny, how did you like being in the convalescent home? Were the people nice to you? And she said, yeah, I was talking with the residents here, and they treated me really nice. But it was the workers that wouldn't let me fart. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, now it's time for me to share a story with you, a story about something time in my life. I recorded it for your listening pleasure. So I want everybody to sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. Get something cold to drink. Get some chips or some popcorn or something. And sit back and enjoy this story that I'm going to share with you. Because it happened in my lifetime, and it's always interesting when I share a story from my life with my listening audience. So sit back and relax and enjoy this story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure today. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and I was about maybe 8 or 10 miles from the city of Compton, and I heard all of the bad stuff that was going in Compton. It was going down. They were having parties, and people were jumping on people in the parties, and the gangs were going crazy. They were shooting up parties and shooting up houses. and the drug dealing was going crazy, and people were getting arrested and being strung out on drugs. It was just a bad place to be, and I didn't want nothing to do with it. So I had friends that were going to parties in Compton, and they were getting jumped on when they talked to the girls, and they were getting beat up by the boyfriends that were coming to the party. And people were driving their lowriders through Compton, and if they didn't get recognized, they got jumped on for having their cars in the city. It was just a real bad time. But what we did was I just stayed out of Compton. So I grew up hearing about all these stories and knowing that it was just a bad place to be during that time. So I grew up and I graduated from my private high school, and then I went to my junior college and I graduated from there, and then I transferred to Northern California to be a student at UC Davis, University of California, Davis, in Northern California. And I went to college and I played baseball, of course, and I graduated and I pledged a fraternity and I enjoyed myself. And I did all of that, and then I came home from college and I got a couple of jobs and I worked a couple of places. And then I heard on the radio that they needed teachers in Compton School District. Now, I know that I'm a grown man now. I'm like 27 years old. And I know that I can go into the city and I'm not going to have any problems with any of the gang members because I'm a grown man and the kids don't really mess with grown people. They just mess with the kids. So I went down and I applied to be a substitute teacher in the school district. And I filled out my application and got all of my training and stuff taken care of. And they assigned me my first class at Willowbrook Middle School, which was straight down Wilmington, which is where I lived. I lived on Wilmington Boulevard, and I went straight down Wilmington to El Segundo Avenue. And that's where Willowbrook Middle School is located, on the corner of El Segundo and Wilmington. I showed up my first day, and I went in, and I talked to the principal, and I talked to the secretary, and they gave me all of my paperwork. They gave me my roll sheets, and they gave me my grade books, and they gave me my teacher's editions for the subjects that I would be teaching. I was going to be teaching sixth grade. I was going to be the substitute teacher for the sixth grade. And sixth grade is self-contained. So you're teaching six subjects in the sixth grade. So I said, oh, this is going to be great. Now, the first day of the school year, I wanted to have a good impression on my students. So I wore a double-breasted pinstripe navy blue suit with red and white pinstripes and a white shirt and a red power tie because I was a businessman and I wanted to let the kids know that if they do good in school and they graduate, they can get a job being a businessman in today's world. That's what they want to aspect to becoming, a businessman. So I was leading by example. And I came in and I showed up looking all dressy and proper. And I got my keys to my classroom, which was a bungalow on the south side of the school. And I walked out to my classroom, and I saw some kids running around on the yard. They were playing, and I was watching them, and I'm happy to be employed. So I'm happy to be on the schoolyard, and I'm thinking I'm going to make a big difference in school with these kids. And I'm going to my classroom, and I get ready to go to the door, and all of a sudden I get surrounded by about 8 boys, and they are questioning me, talking about what's up with my dead tie. And I said, dead tie? What do you mean dead tie? And they said, that red tie, cuz we don't like that red tie. And I said, oh, you guys don't like my red tie? And they're like, no, this is a Crip school. We wear blue and black around here. We don't like red. And I was like, well, you know, guys, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm a businessman, and I'm coming to be your teacher today to show you how a businessman dresses. And that's why I'm wearing my navy blue suit, my white shirt, and my red tie. This is called a power tie. And I'm showing you an example of how you dress when you're a businessman. And the kids looked at me and said, we don't like that dead tie. You need to get that dead color out of here. And I said, oh, you guys are so full of it. And I said, I'll talk to you later. And I turned my back to stick my key in the door, and they jumped me. 6 of them just hit me. Boom, 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 boom. And I was like, what the hell? I turned around and they took off running, and I said, oh, I'm going to catch you guys, and I hope you're not in my class because I'm going to remember every one of you. And that was the start of my teaching career in Compton. They initiated me because I had a red tie on. So I walked into my classroom, and I met my students, and for that day I took roll, and I worked with my kids for the day, and it was an exciting day for me. I had a good time, and I realized that a lot of the kids didn't have parents at home. You know, either their father was missing out of the home or their mother was missing out of the home. They were being raised by their grandparents. So they didn't have a proper example of an adult male in their lives. So I said, well, I'm going to be like their daddy. Well, I realized that most of the kids had female teachers, and they weren't used to having a male teacher. But I wanted to be the first man teacher that these kids had. Now that they're in middle school or junior high school, they are growing up, and the sixth graders are between 11 and 13 years old. So the girls will be starting their periods, and the boys will be going through their puberty, and they will be changing and becoming young men. So I wanted to be the adult, the first male adult that they had in their life. And I worked with the kids on learning how to have respect for their adults. And that was the first lesson that I had to give them, was to learn how to be respectful for their adults. And since I was a man teacher, I had to let them know that I was in charge. And it was my classroom, and they had to learn how to respect me and do as I said do. And as a teacher, I only wanted to ask them one time. I didn't want to ask them two or three or four times, because that wasn't my job. My job was to ask them to do something one time and expect them to do it. That was the situation that was at hand. And I was determined that my classroom was going to run that way. And so I did the best I could trying to implement my philosophy that I was the boss and they were supposed to do what I asked them to do.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down Upper Henderson. I'm looking down on the lake in Henderson. I'm looking down Upper Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown.
I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the Strip. I'm looking down Upper Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good.
I'm G-Money, the pimp cop, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money
Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got another short story I want to share with you. There was a farmer and his wife that went to the county fair, and they were walking around looking at all the rides, and the farmer decided he liked the airplane ride. So he went up and asked the man that was operating the airplane ride, he asked him how much it costs to ride on the airplane ride. And the operator told him that it cost $10 per person for him to ride on the airplane ride. And he said, oh my goodness, that's a little high. That's a little steep for my pocket. And the man said, well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride this ride without making a lot of noise, without screaming and hollering, I'll let you ride for free. But if you make noise, then when you get off the ride, you got to pay me $10 a person. And the farmer said, okay, that sounds like a deal. So that means you're looking for $10 for me and my wife. And he said, yep, that's $10 per person. And he said, okay. So he loaded them up on the ride, and they got on the airplane ride, and the ride was going around and around, and it was getting faster and faster, and the man was holding on to the ride, and his wife fell off of the ride, and he didn't say anything. He was still being quiet, and then the ride came to an end, and the man got off the ride, and the operator said, "Well, I'm surprised that you were quiet on the ride. I forgot that I had put you on the ride personally, so I know you were on the ride, but you were really very quiet, and I guess you earned your free ride." And the farmer said, "Yep, that was really hard for me to stay quiet, because my wife fell off the ride." Da ha, da, da ha. Yep. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There was a man that was riding down the street on an 18-wheeler. And he passed the sidewalk cafe, and he pulled into the parking lot and went into the cafe, and he sat at the counter, and he ordered some food. The waitress came and said, "Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I want a cup of coffee, and give me a piece of that pie that you have there in that cabinet." And she said, "Okay." She wrote his order down and then gave the ticket to the chef, and the man was sitting there waiting on his food. Well, while he was sitting, five motorcycle guys came in with their motorcycle jackets on. And they came in and sat at the counter next to the truck driver. And when his food showed up in front of him, one of the bikers ate his hamburger. And then another biker drank his coffee. And a third biker ate his pie. And the man didn't say a word. He just sat there, and then he got up. And he went and paid the cashier for his food. He paid for his hamburger. He paid for his pie. And he paid for his coffee. And he walked out. And the bikers looked at him and laughed. And they said, "Oh, he's a sorry-ass man. He didn't put up no argument about us eating his food. He didn't put up no complaints about us eating his food, and he didn't have no comments to us at all about eating his food. He's a sorry man." And the waitress was sitting there saying, "Yep, that's true. You said he's a sorry man. But not one of you asked what kind of truck he was driving or what he was doing in the cafe, because he drove out of the parking lot. He ran over all of your motorcycles with his 18-wheeler, and he rode off." Bikers just was like, "I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know." All right. Well, it's time for me to share my social media platform with you on the internet. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I have a lot of social media platforms on the internet for you to look and listen to the activities that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So if you start with the platform on social media called the TikTok platform, look for G Money, the Pimp Comics TikTok platform, and you'll see I recorded 12 jokes for your listening pleasure. And then you go up to Instagram and you look up G Money, the Pimp Comics, and look under my Instagram page where I have stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure and some music that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then look under G Money, the Pimp Comic, go to Twitter, the Twitter page on the social media, and listen to the music that I recorded for your listening pleasure, and listen to the rants that I talked about when I was talking about the presidents, and listen to the stories that I told about different situations that happened in my life. And then go up to YouTube. Go to G Money, the Pimp Comic. Go to the YouTube page and look under G Money, the Pimp Comics YouTube page, and listen to the stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure, and listen to the songs that I recorded, and listen to the rants and the music videos that I recorded for your listening pleasure on YouTube. And then once you finish that, go to the SoundCloud and look under G Money, the Pimp Comics SoundCloud page, and listen to the songs that I recorded for your listening pleasure. I got all kind of songs that rock and roll and make you feel good on SoundCloud. And then once you finish all of those social media platforms, I want you to pull up my website, www.storytimewithgmoney.com, and you can listen to all of the menus on my website. The first menu is blogtalkradio.com, which is my radio show. I have 785 radio shows that I've done, and I've recorded songs, stories, shorts, and music for your listening pleasure on my radio show. And then you go to the next platform, the next menu, and it's G Money's Fan Club. You can sign up as a fan club member on G Money's Fan Club. You can put your name, your address, your phone number, and your date of birth. And when your birthday pops up, we'll announce it on the radio show so that everybody can be informed about your birthday, and we can give you a shout-out and recognize your birthday. And then you go down the menu to G Money's product store, and I got about 200 products that you can buy that have G with $3 signs. Yes, that's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol you want to look forward to, because that's G Money. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And you can buy over 200 products with that symbol on the products. The G with the $3 sign is my symbol. That's my brand for G Money. And then you go down the menu, and you can go to jokes and comedy. and you can pull up my comedy album, and you can buy the comedy album for $20, and I have over 200 jokes and comedy stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then you go to the next menu, and you have stories. I've recorded 18 story albums, which are an hour and a half long, with all kind of stories. Some gruesome stories, some funny stories, some hilarious stories, but all stories that would be very entertaining for you to listen to with your friends and your family. And the story albums are for sale, and you can buy them for $20, $20 a story album. And then you go to the music menu, and you can go down on the music menu, and you'll see five music albums. I got five albums full of music for 10 songs each on each album. So I've recorded 50 songs for your listening pleasure. So that's 50 songs, some R&B, some hip-hop, some country western, some rock and roll. Oh, yeah, I got music to rock and roll your soul all day long. And you can take my music to the nightclub, and you can have the DJ play my music to rock and roll in the house, because that's how I built it. I built the music to rock and roll with your soul. So that's 50 songs and five music albums that you can listen to that will rock and roll your soul with a whole bunch of soul with your family and your friends. That's 10 songs per album, and that's 50 songs total on five music albums. And then once you finish my website, then you can go to Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, and you can listen to the rants and the ads that I run on Facebook, inviting you to participate in a money opportunity, to invite you to participate in some music opportunities, and in a school where you can learn about crypto coins, and how they'll help you generate a wealth of money. It's a school, crypto school, that you can buy. You can get the information and learn how to develop your wealth collecting cryptocoins. All right. Well, I think that's all. That's it. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want you to check out my internet, my social media pages, and check out everything that I've recorded for your listening pleasure, because I'm here to entertain you. I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, back to the radio show, and we'll be back for more in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball, and I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
We'll be right back.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money product in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, this clock on the wall says that's all. It's time to shut it down for June 9th, 2022. But before we go, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today and everybody that's on summer vacation. You guys take care. Be careful out there and look after one another and be careful that you don't run into no shooters, because they got people that are running around that shouldn't have weapons that are shooting weapons unnecessarily. So be careful. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and I want to wish everybody a happy birthday. So DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthday people that we want to recognize for their birthdays today on June 9th, 2022.
Yes, we have a couple of birthdays here today. Kevin L. Baltimore has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kevin. Happy birthday to Andrea Walker Warren. Happy birthday, Andrea. Rome Mendheim has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Rome. Happy birthday to Jared C. Smith. Happy birthday to Sophia Seymour. Happy birthday to Cedric McMillan, who is 44 years old today. And last but not least, happy birthday to Royce Cobb, who is 51 years old today. And happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is today, June 9th, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to that small crowd that's born today on June 9th, 2020, whatever year you were born. All right, but you're celebrating your birthday with us on 2022. So I have a birthday wish for you, along with the greetings that the good Lord has given you to allow you to be alive and kicking on this special day for you to live to see another day. I want to wish you the best of greetings on your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Happy birthday, y'all. May you have the grace of good Lord blessing you on today. And may you live in happiness for the rest of your day, until it's time for you to go see the maker on the next, on the other side of life. I'm wishing you the best in this lifetime. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And remember, if you're having some goodies on your birthday, make sure you call me so I can get some too. Because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. That's right. That's right. I'm in the house, and I can do what you want to do if you want to do it. So holler at me, and we can shake it up, shake it, shake it, shake it up. Big booty girls, long neck guys, all of you, I'm right here for the willing, for the taking, for the shicky and the shaking. Shooky, shooky, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'll see you tomorrow on Friday. I'll be here at 3 o'clock. Check me out. And I'll be back in the house with some more interesting tales and stories to share with you. Jokes and stories for your listening pleasure. All right, DJ Papa D, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet,
and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.